By the 1890s, caps had been given up by all but the elderly or exceptionally prim. But men's and women's hats continued to flourish for the next half century, offering a remarkable variety of expressive form. In America, the hat was a status symbol of a special kind. These were the great years of European immigration. And as boatload after boatload of hatless peasants landed, those who wanted to make it plain that they were not themselves ignorant greenhorns, or that they were of a higher class origin than most immigrants, took care to wear hats.